It's 22 minutes past eight. Not often we get to hear Deep Purple on this programme at this time of the morning. That's a live version of one of their best-known songs, Smoke on the Water. But now a record company's decision to release one of the band's live concerts from 1993 has been condemned by Deep Purple because they feel it was their worst concert ever. They're pleading with fans not to buy the CD. Rasmus Heider, who's been a fan since he was 12, was at the NEC in Birmingham on November the 9th, 1993.
I saw 12 shows across Europe on that tour, and it was actually a great tour. But when the band came to England, the mood on stage between singer Ian Gillan and Richard Blackmore, the guitarist, was really, really bad. And when they came to do the show in Birmingham, and the guitarist, Richard Blackmore, just threw a moody, and it was just a bad show. The guitarist kept wandering off and came back on again, and you could sense it in the audience. I just got a big lump in my throat when I was watching the show because I couldn't believe they were treating each other so poorly.
Well, Ian Gillan, Deep Purple's lead singer, is on the line. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Was it really that bad?
Well, it was. Coming to the end, it was awful, yeah. I mean, it was one of the lowest points of my life, of all of our lives, actually. And, in fact, it lasted about five or six shows after that Birmingham show, and then Richie left the band, and we've had a period of 13 years stability ever since then. So it was pretty hairy, yeah.
There were tensions between you and the guitarist, Richie Blackmore, I think.
Well, between Richie and all of us, really. I just, probably because I'm the front guy, fronted it a bit more.
But is there no nostalgia involved here? What's your message to fans? Is it really don't buy this CD?
Well, there is no nostalgia at all. I mean, all of our fans know the history. In fact, we've recovered from almost termination at that point to a position where we're playing to bigger audiences than we've ever had in our lives before. The fans know about this record. It's been out two or three times before. It was out. In fact, it was so bad that the record company agreed to bury it at the time.
What do you think of their decision to bring it out now?
Well, it took me by surprise. I only found out about this last week when I was doing an interview, and somebody said, "What do you think about this record?" And I was appalled. It's purely opportunist. We've got a big tour in the UK coming up in April, and we've got a lot of other product out at the moment, and it is purely opportunist.
But isn't it all good publicity for your forthcoming UK tour? Can you assure us that this isn't a publicity stunt?
I can assure you it's not, and in fact I do like the publicity. It's great to be able to tell everyone and have the opportunity to say, don't get this, get something else, anything else.
So whatever you do, do not buy November the 9th, 1993 at the NEC.
You'll be very disappointed.
Ian Gillan, thank you very much.